One tackle is too many because you never know what tackle is that one that forward to break, and we learned that last week. So I think we'll continue just to keep growing and getting better, and we'll get handled. It'll get handled.
Familiarity with Hasselbeck because you played him already one right. time. Does that help you?
It definitely does. Anytime you play a quarterback or anybody a time before, it helps. But it also helps them. So we got to go back and study film and make sure that we clean up our old tendencies.
How do you get better at tackling when you can't really practice it?
It got to be a thing in practice where you say, this is how I will do it in the game. And then when you get in the game, you just got to execute it. I mean, tackling is one of the toughest things just because guys, man, some of the best guys out there running that ball. So trying to get them down or trying to work off their leverage is tough sometimes. But we're in the league, too.
Whether you rush four, whether you rush six or seven, you got to get home, right? I mean, someone's got to win, and generally just one person has to win to change the whole dynamic, right?
Definitely. That's one thing that we definitely take pride in, the D-line, our front seven, saying, you know, we're going to get to the quarterback. Even if it's just something in his face, hands in his face, or he feeling us, putting him to the ground. So that's something that we really got to do and got to get back to. You know, when we lose a couple guys, we can't let that hurt us. Got to be next man up.
This team has not fared well in the division since the South was created, but in recent years, you have a chance to be 3-3 if you beat the Colts and the Texans on the road. How important is that, if at all?
That's big. Just steps showing that we're growing as an organization. That the coaching staff is fighting for the conference, and that we as a team, as an organization, is a power team in the conference.